Kabel 103.3 en FM 106.8. Als het in Amsterdam gebeurt, dan hoort u het hier.
De stem van de Hofstad.
Rechtstreeks vanuit de Openbare Bibliotheek in Amsterdam. Kunst en cultuur.
Amsterdam FM.
Ja, daar zijn we weer live vanuit de Openbare Bibliotheek. Dit is Song Artists Guild op Amsterdam FM met je host Rufus Keijn. Vandaag in de uitzending gaat optreden Miriam Crespo. Je hoort hen over een paar minuten hier spelen. We gaan het ook hebben over hun tour. Ze zijn bezig. Ze gaan door heel Europa, België, Duitsland, Engeland en natuurlijk optredens hier in Amsterdam. And I think our guests of today are ready for the first song. After that we're also going to have them here at the table to talk about their music. Maar een warm welkom naar Miriam Crespo. And guys, take it away.
They built his house quite close to the water, and to the moods of the tide he easily gave in. Sometimes he rose, and sometimes he retrieved. It was quite difficult to grasp it, oh, so beautiful. So why did you turn out the light? Now I can see you no more. You know I don't like this darkness, 'cause it's the only way that you could get some rest. Willing he was, but so unprepared, and all of his longings made him feel so damn unfinished. Oh, I heard of his talents, and I heard his rage. His slender figure and troubled eyes, I saw once or twice. So why did you turn up a light? Now I can see you no more. You know I don't like this darkness, 'cause it's the only way that you can get some rest. So why did you turn up a light? Now I can see you no more. You know I don't like this darkness, 'cause it's the only way that you can get some rest. You gotta get some rest. And when he left, he made no speech, but that of his charred wood and a heart's reply. Oh, it's this many question mark. Suspended question marks. So why did you turn up a light? Now I can see you no more. You know I don't like this darkness, 'cause it's the only way that you can get some rest. So why did you turn up a light? Now I can see you no more. You know I don't like this darkness, 'cause it's the only way that you can get some rest. Get some rest.
Je luistert naar Song Artists Guild Live op Amsterdam FM. Dat is Miriam Crespo. And I would like to invite you over to the table so we can talk for just a few minutes about music and whatnot. Now, you guys came to Amsterdam yesterday. You had a gig at Westergasterras here in the city. And you're doing a tour through Europe. You're going to a couple of countries. You've got a lot of gigs lined up in the UK. But you started touring in the middle of 2012, I think.
So that is correct, yeah.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
So how much have you been on the road since then?
Oh, we've been on the road quite a bit, actually. I think it's been over 60 gigs or something like that. Mm-hmm. I guess it's not too bad for a little indie act, so...
Yeah, especially if you're traveling around, seeing a lot of different places, and you've got some very nice gigs in the list as well. So there's a new album, right? That's coming out in March.
Well, it's actually, it came out last March, so it's
I read it wrong.
It's not that new anymore,
well,
Rufus.
It's not, well, this is not my day, but could you tell a bit about it anyway?
Of course. We did it. We recorded in Bern, where we live in Switzerland. So. Yeah. It came out almost a year ago, and it's received quite some praise, I am proud to say. And we've been touring ever since to promote it.
So while you've been touring, have you had any time to like write new material as well?
Oh yeah, we have a lot of new stuff, but it's still kind of in the making. Nothing is really good enough or well polished enough to really share yet, but we're working on it.
All right, so you're not playing those songs yet today.
No, we're playing the songs from the album mainly. Yeah,
I think I actually we played a song from online from you a few weeks ago, so that was probably from the album, not from the EP, that because there was also an EP that preceded it.
There was an EP in, I think, in 2013 or something like that, and I think a couple of songs were actually, they're still there on the album.
Okay,
there's one song that didn't make the cut, but other than that, yeah, it's same material but kind of revamped, remastered, remixed, as you two would say.
And a lot of the shows that you've got lined up are in the UK. Have you been touring there before?
Never. This is going to be the first time, and we're really looking forward to it. So.
Yeah. So how did it come about that so many of the gigs are over there if you hadn't been there before too?
I have a really good booker, and she's American, so basically I think it's easier for her to harass people when she can speak English. So that's pretty much the reason why we're going, you know, to an English-speaking country that is fairly within our geographic reach. So
yeah, I mean, that must help.
Yeah.
Where have you been touring outside of Switzerland in the past then?
This is really our first ever tour, you know, where you just sleep on the road and you don't go back home. And this is the first time. Other than that, it's just been single gigs, sometimes abroad, but usually mostly in Switzerland, but then you usually you get to go home, so it's not that on the road feeling, and this time it's really, really on the road.
I understand. So how about the music scene in Switzerland? Because, you know, a lot of the time we have people from different countries on the show, and I'm always kind of curious how the scene for the music that you play is over there, so we can kind of compare.
Well, I'm assuming it's the same as here, as in that it's very diverse and there's a lot of talent.
Of course.
But Switzerland is not very well known as like some sort of musical export country, which I think is it's a shame because there's a lot of people who actually are great musicians, but it's so small. So basically it's more of an import country where people just kind of consume music from the outside.
Right.
But there's a lot of talented people doing music at the moment.
And in terms of live music, is there a lot of places to play? Can you
there are places
without leaving the country?
You can play a lot without leaving the country, but it's obviously not comparable to any other bigger cities around Europe. I mean, I'm sure you could do live gigs in Amsterdam forever and not leave the city, and it's not the same in Switzerland, of course.
Yeah, I think doing live gigs in Amsterdam forever would be somewhat depressing, but it would be
it would be possible.
Yeah. Would be somewhat possible. What you get over here, I think a lot of artists who are from Amsterdam agree on that, is that there's so many options that the audience can seem somewhat indifferent. How is it in terms of audience where you're from?
Well, I think you have a point there. I mean, sometimes you feel like people are a bit saturated, you know, like there's so many options. And sometimes people, I mean, they will bluntly just not care and not give a darn, you know, about what you're doing. And that's just part of the job and part of what you sign up for.
Of course.
I mean, and sometimes you play and people don't show up. I usually say three is a crowd, so I'm happy even if it's a small audience. You know, as long as you feel like there's some sort of connection made and you can somehow share something, then it's all worth it. I think it's sad when really there's no appreciation for what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes that does happen. You have to be able to kind of just dust it off and just be like, okay, we had a good rehearsal and that's it, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of how you approach a gig when the audience is completely non-responsive?
Absolutely.
Just kind of... Does it also make you try out stuff that you might not otherwise try out?
Absolutely. I just actually just recently I'm trying to learn the guitar and I really still suck at it. So, And I decided that it was a good moment to just play a song on the guitar, and I played two songs and sang to it. And I mean, I would never dare doing that if I knew that people were actually really listening to it, you know. But I thought, you know what? Screw you.
I think that's a very good way to approach it. And for the couple of people in the audience who are paying attention, they get something very special and vulnerable in return in a way.
Yeah. So you can look at it that way.
I guess that's an added bonus.
Or you could say, what is she doing? But no.
Yeah, that could also happen. But, you know, that's the risk you run being an artist.
Absolutely.
So we're going to talk a bit more later in the show about your music and about your tour. We're also going to have a lot more live music from you. Do you know already what the next song that you're going to play? You've got a few minutes to prepare for it, but do you know what it's going to be?
Yes, we know. It's called Something Beautiful to Dream, and we hope the title will pretty much be what you get.
All right. All right. Hear you in a few minutes. Evie de Visser met mee. Je luistert naar Songwriters Guild Live. Tijd voor het volgende live nummer hier vanaf de vierde verdieping van de Openbare Bibliotheek. Miriam Crespo met het lied Something Beautiful to Dream.
Forgiven for the things I have done. Can I be forgiven for the words unspoken? How could you still love me with a smile upon your face? You say when I go to sleep forever, I need something beautiful to dream. Baby, when I go to sleep forever, I need something beautiful to dream. I reach for you, darling, but I feel my arms too short. I wanna walk, but I am frozen. I wanna talk, but I can't breathe. How could you be so patient and never let go? When I go to sleep forever, I need something beautiful to dream. Baby, when I go to sleep forever, I need something beautiful to dream. You saw the shadow and you made it light. You saw the ugly, made it something beautiful. When I go to sleep forever, something beautiful to dream. Baby, when I go to sleep forever, I need something beautiful to dream. We rush through the day we live in, crying by the long old past, running breathless towards tomorrow. Say that day is gonna last. Now when I ask you if I'm dying and can't help but cry, say, don't cry, darling, don't you worry about a thing. For I'd be the same and we've been climbing a mountain, but I ain't the same and without you. I'd be the same and we've been climbing that mountain, but I am the same and without you. Now when I go to sleep forever, I got something beautiful to dream. Baby, when I go to sleep forever, I got something beautiful like you to dream.
So I'm going to invite both of them back over to the table for just a few more minutes. We're not through the live music yet. There's going to be more, but right now, let's talk. So how long have the two of you been playing together? About 3 years, you said.
Yeah, about 3 years. I was actually, we're recording the album, and then we did this open mic, and I saw Chris singing, and I was just so impressed by beautiful music, his voice, everything just seemed so compelling and beautiful that I just thought I have to pick him up somehow as a musician.
Yeah.
And I did.
So, Chris, we've heard you sing. We haven't really heard you talk yet. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi.
And you're also a singer-songwriter in your own right?
I am, yes.
Yeah. How long... Are you also from Switzerland?
Yeah.
Originally as well?
Originally from... Oh, it's a bit complicated originally.
All right.
Let's say half English, half American, but I grew up in Switzerland.
Right. Because I seem to detect a bit of a British side somewhere.
Yeah, there is somewhere. All right. Somewhere.
And Miriam, you're originally from Spain, actually.
That is correct. Yeah. I don't look it, but I am.
But you grew up in Switzerland.
Yes.
Right. So a bit of an international background. So... You play with Miriam and you also play your own work. Miriam, are you also at all involved in Chris's work, for example?
I do get the privilege sometimes of doing backing vocals for Chris, but he's standalone. I mean, he doesn't need any help, so.
I wouldn't put it that way.
All right. And just to, we're going to get back to Miriam in just 1 second. On this tour, do you also sometimes do that? You also do part of the set, like your material, Chris, or is it?
It's primarily Miriam's set. Yeah. This is Miriam's tour, so we're doing her songs and maybe occasionally do one or two songs that we have done together.
Yeah.
But it's primarily Miriam's tour, so we'll be playing her songs.
Yeah, just forming a bit of a
image.
He's
so well behaved.
That's the British side again.
Such a gentleman.
And lastly, about you, Chris, where can, if people do want to know about your music, where can they find you?
Well, they can probably find the newest material I'll put on SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. So if they go on soundcloud.com/ChrisHeathMusic, they'll find the updates there.
All right.
And I'm currently working on new material, so I'm not putting much new stuff out at the moment.
Okay.
But I think in the next half year or so, there'll be some new stuff out.
And still some stuff for people to get to know you.
Yeah, there's still some old stuff on there.
And so let's ask you the same question, Miriam. Where can people actually find you after the show?
I think the easiest would be to go to miriamcrespo.com. Mm-hmm. And you have, you know, all the... You have the discography, you have the EP and the album. You can actually stream it as well on Spotify or even on the website. So, I mean, it's easily accessible anywhere you go. And then I have my Facebook site as well. So I'm all over the place, whether you like it or not. So
all right. Not too hard to find.
No.
And, the Netherlands is also, it's one of the countries where a lot is, especially the younger generation, a lot is going through Spotify more and more. But do you also have physical albums for the people who aren't there yet?
We do have, but, you know, it's sad that that CDs have become so retro now, you know. It's I remember when I was a kid, you know, CDs were so new and vinyl was retro. Now everything is kind of retro because it's dying, basically.
Yeah, vinyl is still kind of retro.
Of course.
I think CDs are just kind of going out.
Exactly.
And vinyl is still
but
retro.
I like to romantically call them retro as well.
Yeah. I understand. We're going to have, a bit later on, we're going to have one more live song from you. Have you already planned what song that's going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. This is the single from the album.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Untitled/Self-Portrait.
Untitled/Self-Portrait. Right. That promises a lot.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna have that in just a bit, and I think tomorrow you're already leaving the country again, right?
That is correct. We're off to Belgium.
Yeah. For a show there, and then shortly after that, you're off to the UK.
Yeah, and then we will be touring the UK, and then go back to Amsterdam and Utrecht again.
Yeah, you're gonna have.
We'll be back.
Yeah, you're gonna be playing in Amsterdam and Utrecht. So, I would like to wish you good luck with that, and we're also try to keep up with you here on the radio show, and. In a few minutes, we're going to have one more live song. In the meantime, thank you both very much for being here
today. Thanks for having us.
Je luistert nog steeds naar Songwriters Guild Live het komende kwartier. En we hebben nog eenmaal een live nummer te gaan. Dus ik geef het woord nu aan Miriam Crespo. So, together with Chris Heath, it's all you. You know what to do.
My nose is always runny. I have no money on the side. And I lock my bedroom door most every night. No spouse, no kids, no hairy pets, all is to count my little sister. But she is party trained, so I guess that's alright. Well, I am just a girl in the bar that will never go far. One high heels, though she loves them. I am like a loop passing through. Without you, it still hurts that I came up like exhausted. My heart is bigger than my head. There's a monkey in my bed, and I'm 2 inches shorter than I usually say. I feel much prettier than before. After 10 push-ups, I get sore. Sometimes I'm an agnostic. Sometimes I like talking to God. Girl in a bar that will never go far. On high heels, though she loves them. Cause I'm like a moon passing through. Without you, it still hurts that I came with flying saucer.
Oh, oh, oh. I'm just hard with a scar.
I'm just hard with a scar.
I'm just a dream in a dream.
I'm just a dream in a dream.
A howling wolf in the night. I'm silver dust in your eyes.
I'm just a heart with a scar. I'm just a dream in a dream. Will never go far. On high heels, though she loves them. Cause I am like a moon passing through. Without you, it still hurts that I came up like a saucer. So glad I came up flying saucer. So glad I came up flying saucer.